Anna, A-N-N-A, Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, 7/30/1938. Yesterday was 6/10/2025. This is an 86-year-old woman currently on hospice with a history of senile degeneration of the brain. Patient also has a history of COPD, coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation, and history of tobacco abuse, period. New paragraph. Patient currently patient has had numerous exacerbations of COPD related to her smoking, period. She's more confused. She refuses to wear oxygen. Today her TUSAD was 86%. She's clearly short of breath, and she states, I don't need to wear my oxygen, period. She's more confused. She has bouts of confusion to the point that she's only oriented to person. She has weight loss, weakness, confusion, pedal edema, shortness of breath, require nebulizer treatment at least 4 to 6 times a day, hypoxemia, tachycardia with a heart rate of 102 today. Patient has become more and more short of breath, especially with activity. She has slight edema in the lower extremity, consistent with pulmonary hypertension and right-sided heart failure that can be seen in patients with COPD, period, knee paragraph. As far as her confusion, her FAST score is, leave it blank, her KPS is at 40%, and her MAC is, leave it blank, period. New paragraph, she also has a history of heart disease, status post stent placement, where she takes her Plavix for on a regular basis, period. Her weight loss is unavoidable, given her continuation of her illness. She most likely has less than 6 months to live, given her current status and progression of her disease. Thank you.